Okay, Abraham Akund. Again, we can look at the, because now we're talking bigger than just Abraham Akund. Look at the, here we got the traditional structure that we may think that is the one that Prabhupada gave and we should maintain it. Temple president there on top, and then maybe a temple commander and treasurer, and then everyone down there working for the temple president and the temple commander and so on. And then on top of the temple president there is GBC, or the SNC, SRC, and all of that. This is how it used to be when I was young, and I sat in that myself, in that seat, so I know how it looks like from there. Now, this is a, I mean, clearly a hierarchical system, right? Old-fashioned Christian, Catholic, and Protestant, whatever, 19th hundred kind of way of running an organization, a church especially, right? Where the temple president and sometimes got the role as also the head priest or something, you know, the kind of all in all the one responsible for it all in the temple, more or less. So, and then everyone down there and on the floor, devotees quietly hidden sometimes, working, maintaining, cleaning, cutting vegetables, cooking, preparing, and so on. Then, of course, we now know or see that things are changing and have changed. But still, you hear voices saying that, but that's how Prabhupada wanted it. So, well, yeah, I mean, those simple instructions that there should be temple president, treasurer, and so on, temple commander, of course, there. But the rest of it can be interpreted in different ways. Is this temple president now the lord and master of all the devotees in that temple, or whatever we are talking about nowadays, congregation, or a servant, a shepherd, caring for the well, I don't think you want to say sheep now, but a herd. No, but really, a servant to facilitate for the devotees. To have a temple to come to. Make sure that it is managed properly. And that, of course, if there's an ashram, making sure that those living there, or as in this case, well, ashram, yeah, are happy because that's also under the temple flag. and so on. It's kind of managerial position. But then, is it a spiritual leadership position as well? Well, I would say that depends on if that person is a spiritual leader. In other words, I would say a spiritual leader is not, at least that's my opinion, you have yours, it's not created by appointment, but by simply having wisdom and knowledge and spiritual, how to say, qualities by own example and so on. So yes, is a temple president for lifetime? Well, I'm not sure what Papa said about that. But again, do whatever works, as Prabhupada said. We're talking about management of groups, projects, organization, and so on. That's just a kind of background work. The real important work here is to spread Krishna consciousness and to become Krishna conscious together, or on our own, or whatever, but to support each other. And that's where Prabhupada founded ISKCON. So I would say that whatever serves that purpose best is the way we should do it. Again, yukta vairagya, right? Don't get stuck with the external forms. They may change from time to place, but understand what they are there for, the purpose they are serving, which is here, well, the Sankirtan mission as I see it. And the Sanatan Dharma and so on. Hello. Hello.